I saw this advert and it confused the fucking life out of me, if I'm being honest, because it was talking about getting your kids talking to you and talking about kids having anxiety, and the thing that annoyed me about it more than anything else was the fact that it was talking about, like, you know, these parts of anxiety where you don't maybe want to approach somebody or talk to them, like somebody you've fallen out with, and you feel a bit weird when, like, that's not really anxiety in the sense that the clinical anxiety, if you want to call it that. But anyway, my point is that I was watching this advert and it was talking about getting your kids talking to you, and I thought it was quite a good point. But the thing that I've got a problem with is that if you want your kids to talk to you, just talk to them. Like, don't treat them like they're a failed abortion, which is what a lot of parents do these days. They treat their kids like they're fucking some sort of, you know, thing that's there that just to annoy them, just to be there. You know, it's a thing that they're supposed to do, is have a kid and raise a kid. And I find that a bit disturbing, really, that we need adverts to tell us to talk to our kids and let our kids know that they can talk to us. Like, my kids know that they can come to me about anything, literally anything. Doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter when it is, doesn't matter who it involves. Like, they can come to me about it and I'll talk to them about it. And I don't really see the point. I understand the reason for the advert is because there are people out there that treat their kids like these fucking, you know, well, failed abortions. And it's completely fucking disturbing when you think about it, that there has to be an advert on TV to tell you to look after your kid properly. How is that even a thing? How is that something that you have to, something that you have to be told? I don't get how you have to be told to talk to your kid and let your kid know that they can speak to you about anything. Like, it just doesn't seem to make sense to me. Like, my kids are of the understanding that, you know, if they've got nerves about something, or they're a wee bit anxious about something, or they're scared of doing something, like, they can tell me and I'll help them through it, I'll guide them through it, and we'll go through it, and we'll talk about it, and we'll deal with it. And same with Mrs. Funk, like, they can do the same with her. And sometimes my boy's going to want to come to me with things, and sometimes she's going to want to go to her, and same for the girls, you know, they're going to want to come to me, they're going to want to go to her, but sometimes me, and it just kind of depends on what the thing is that is the problem, you know, because I don't see my kids not wanting to talk to me about anything. Like, they will keep secrets, of course, and that'll happen as they grow older, but I'm not talking about keeping secrets. I'm literally talking about not wanting to talk to me for fear of something. And I find that, I don't want to say hypocritical, because that's not the word, but I find it utterly ridiculous that people have the opinion and the belief that their kids are better than everybody else's kids, but at the same time, their kids are holding all this stuff inside and dealing with it in a way that is going to lead to long-term damage later in life, because that's what happened to me. That's how I know, because it was what happened to me. Like, I could talk to my old man about most things, but unfortunately, you know, he wasn't there all the time. There was he had work and different things like that, and so it had to be my mum. But well, let's just say she was the epitome of assholes, you know. And there was nothing that I could have, she could have done, should I say, that would have made me want to talk to her. It was always the, oh, stop your crying, you're a big boy, you're a man, men don't cry, that sort of stuff. And with my old man was the opposite, and he was old school as well. But he was with me anyway. Obviously, I don't know what kind of conversations he had with my siblings, but with me, he was very, very open, and we had honest discussions about loads of different things, and I was allowed to be as emotional as I was necessary when I was with him and when I was dealing with him. But when the person who is your main caretaker and the person who raises you most of the time, what happens? Well, what happens is that becomes your staple, that becomes your main source of good and bad as necessary. And so if you're told, you know, it's bad to cry and it's good to be aggressive and it's bad to be, you know, emotional, like, you end up in a situation whereby you don't talk to anyone, you don't deal with your feelings, and kids will grow up to be the exact same. They will grow up with these masses of emotional turmoil where they don't know how to talk about what's bothering them and what's going wrong with them. And me and Mrs. Funk are very much on the same page when it comes to that with our kids. We want our kids to talk to us when they have something wrong. We don't want them to be emotionally stunted. Now, we've done everything we can, but obviously, people are going to be people and kids are going to be kids, and whether they choose to talk to us or not is completely up to them. But they know that they have the option there, and they have always, always, always been told from as far back as they can probably remember that if they need to speak to us, they can. There's nothing that they can't speak to us about, there's nothing that they can't tell us about, because we're never gonna, you know, we're never gonna make fun of them for it. And it's one of the things that I grew up like the complete opposite of that. And that's where my understanding of it comes from, is the fact that I know what will happen to a child if it is grown up in that situation where it is treated like an outcast and an outsider, and it is treated like it's just something there that is a life ruiner, shall we say. And if you grow up in that situation where you don't feel like there's anybody that you can speak to or anybody that you can discuss things with, then you're not going to get on emotionally in life without some sort of third party intervention. And luckily enough for me, I have done that, and I'm still in the course of it. But anyway, my point is just quite simply that the you need to talk to your kids sometimes like they're adults. You need to allow your kids to speak to you in whatever way they feel it necessary to allow their emotions out. Like, if my kids are having a bad day, or my kid wants to say something to me and it's really riled them up, like, then I will give them leeway with the language that they use. you know, they can be a bit more aggressive with the language. But at the same time, like earlier today, my boy, he was doing a Lego set that he got for his birthday, and he couldn't find a bit, and he started to get upset and started to cry about it. And I just said to him, like, it's just fucking Lego, stop crying about it, take a second, breathe and look, because I can guarantee you haven't looked properly. And within 5 seconds he found it, and that was him. He wasn't upset anymore. Boom, done, sorted. But you have to teach your kids what the right things and what the wrong things are to get upset about. And in that situation, I had to tell him, you know, it's not right to get upset about Lego. Lego's not something that you should get upset about, because it's Lego, you know. Get upset that somebody calls you a name, because kids don't understand the whole sticks and stones thing. But get upset at that. Get upset at somebody hitting you. That's fine. There's a multitude of things that you can get upset, but something like a missing Lego piece is not something that you can get upset by. It's not an acceptable thing to be upset by. And I just had to explain it to him, and once he understood, and that was it. So yeah, I mean, my main points here for this one, really, if I'm being entirely honest with you, is treat your kids the way they want to be treated. If they're having a bad day, talk to them and let them just be. Let them have their anger, let them have their outburst, let them have their rage. You know, if they want to be angry and animated when they're telling you about it, let them. That's what I let my kids do. I give them, like I said, I give them leeway with that. You have to give them that leeway, because if you don't, then you're just stunting them. Like, if you as an adult, the way I put it is, you as an adult, if you're angry or annoyed at something, you're allowed to let that aggression out. You're allowed to voice that aggression and say things like, you know, I'm a fucking kill somebody, or I hate this person, I don't want to be friends with them. Like, I'm just using kid words. But, you know, you're allowed to do things like that. So why aren't you as a kid? You absolutely are as a kid. But you need to know, you need to teach them how to control that and how to use it responsibly and be emotionally available for that sort of stuff. So yeah, I mean, just talk to your kids. Let them be what they need to be in the situation that they're in. Let them speak the way they need to speak in that situation. And honestly, just enjoy your time with them. Be there with them. Be present. Don't be stuck on your phone all the time. Don't be stuck on a computer all the time. Just be present. Even if they're doing something that you don't need to be involved in, just be there in the room with them while they're doing it. Enjoy them. Don't treat them like they weren't meant to be there, because they will pick that up eventually. They will understand that, and they will know that you don't like them. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening to this one. I do thank you all for being here with me today. Y'all have a good day. Cheers.